Mishnah said there are all sorts of areas of law where there are two primary cases in the Torah explicitly, and another two are added from interpretations. We'll start at the two dots on Hey Amid Beis, Maros, Negayim. The colors of Negayim are Shnayim, Shehin, Arba. There are two that are explicit, Ace, which means snow, Beharis, which means snow, and Seis, which is the white of fresh wool. And then there are Sapachas, there are addendums to them, which are the Tolados, the subordinate colors. Now, Tanan Hassam, we have a Mishnah in the very beginning of Masechet Negayim. The Mishnah says, Maros Negayim, the different colors of tzaras that would make a person tameh, shnayim, there are two explicit in the text, shein arba, plus another two that are added. And what is that? Baharas, the Mishnah says like this, the color baharas is the white, azakashelag, as strong as snow. Shniyala, what is subordinate to it, is kesid ha-hechal, it's like the white of the wall in the holy temple. Se'es, the color of Se'es, which is also explicit, is Kitzemer Lavan, is like fresh wool. Shniyala, secondary to it, is a white of Kikrum Beitza, the white of an egg white. Now, in terms of whites, the most white is snow. Apparently, the little bit less white would be the white of wool. A little bit less than that is the white of a wall, and a little bit less than the wall is the white of an egg. But there is a Mishnah in Negayim that talks about the concept of combining different colors of white, because you have to have an amount of nega the size of a gris. Let's say you had half a gris of white like an egg, and half a gris of white like snow. Does it combine? So Amar Reb Chanina said, Man Tana, Maros Negayim. Who's the Tana who organizes, who classifies the plagues in this way, where there is an Av, we'll call it Baheres, snow, and it's Tolda, it's subordinate, namely white of a wall. Another Av, white of wool, and it's subordinate, white of an egg. So who is this Tana? That, both the first Mishnah in Negayim and this Mishnah here. Man Tana, Maros Negayim. It's Delok Rabbi Akiva. It's not Rabbi Akiva. Why? Here Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva, Kevin to Amar, he says, Zolamalamizo. He says the only way a color can combine with another color is if it's only 1 degree away. If one color is only 1 degree away from the other color, then it can combine. So then he doesn't have combinations of subordinates, because let's think about it. We said that the shades of colors are the whitest is snow. The 1 degree away from snow, we said, was the white of wool. But both of those are avot, both of those are fathers. 3 degrees away from the white, 2 degrees away from the white of snow is the white of a wall. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the white of a wall is not going to combine with the white of snow, because there's the white of wool in between it. So it's not 1 degree away from the white of snow. Siim Kane, if so, Tihar Tasid Heichal. There wouldn't even be an option of ever combining the white of a wall, Militzarif, with any other white. Because Bahadi Man Litzarfi, what would you combine it with? Litzarfi Bahadi Baharas, combine it with the white of snow. You have the white of wool, which is closer to the white of snow than the white of a wool. Litzarfi Bahadi Seis, combine it with the white of wool. Lav Tolada Didehu, once you're combining it into father and son, father and subordinate, Av the Tolada, then it can't combine with another Av. So the Gemara says, well, if that's your question, Yihachi, if that's your problem, why are you only asking about color number 3, the white of a wool? Krum Beit Sanami Bahadi Man Litzarfi. Who would you combine color, the white of an egg with? Litzarfi Bahadi Se'ez, combine a little bit of skin with the blotch of the white of an egg with a little bit of skin, the white of wool, ikasidad of mineh, but the white of a wool is more white. It's a lighter color than the white of an egg. So it's the white of an egg is two away from the white of wool. Litzarfi Bahade Sid combined the white of an egg with the white of a wool. So also lav bar minehu, but they are different classifications. The white of a wall is the subordinate of snow. So it's a whole different category than the white of an egg. So Gemara said, that's not a question. Hi, Mai, that's not a question. Because Bishma below Sid, Heichal, even if I'm not thinking about the white of a wall, Krum Beitza, Lo Kashya. So the white of an egg's not a problem. Why dafagav the krum beitza mitatzai to say, even though the white of an egg is far below the white of wool, because in between the white of an egg and the white of wool, you have the white of a wool. But the Torah's concept of an addendum was linked to the word se'es, was linked to the white of wool. Because Rachmana Amar, look, listen to the language of the pasuk, vila se'es. There is the color se'es, raised white, as we'll see on Amid Beis, vilasa pachas, and to its subordinate. So that's saying explicitly, by putting those two words next to each other, sapachas tfeila l'se'es, that there is something subordinate to se'es, there's something subordinate to the white of wool, and therefore afal gav de menachta mina tuva, even though it's far away from it in terms of colors. It's not just 1 degree away. It's 2 degrees away. But it's sapachas of the seis. It's connected to the seis. So it certainly could combine to the seis. So we don't have a problem with the white of an egg. We're on Vavamud Aleph. Ela sid heichal kasha. Our question is, on the white of a wall, if you're going to say that we're like Rabbi Akiva says that the whites that combine to make someone have enough tzara'at in them to be tamei is whites that are only 1 degree of whiteness away from each other. So sid heichal, if you're going to divide up these colors by father's son, you'll say father, the first father color is white as snow. The second father color is white as wool. The son of father snow is white of wool. The son of father wool is white of an egg. So then you have a problem in terms of white of wool. Sid heichal kasha. The white of wool is a problem. How could white of wool combine with its father, white of snow? It's 2 degrees away from white of snow, because there's white of snow. Then there's white of wool. Then there's white of wool. Then there's white of a wool. And then there's white of an egg. So white of a wool is a degree away from, it's not just 1 degree away from white of snow, there's a degree in between. So sid heichal kasha, sid heichal is the problem. So since we have this problem, because according to Rabbi Akiva, we know that colors only combine if they're only 1 degree away, if they're right next to each other, machvarta, that's how we know, masnisin lo Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara says, where did we see Rabbi Akiva say this? Heichal shamina le Rabbi Akiva, where did we learn from that Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that zo l'mala mizo, again, that in saras is an illness of some blotch on the skin that's whitish, and there are different colors of white. There has to be a certain amount for it to be tummy. It has to be a gris amount. A gris is about the size of a penny. Some say a dime, but we usually assume a penny. There has to be a penny worth of this blotch of white on the skin to make a person tame. He has to leave the camp for a week, and if it spreads, he'll have to stay another week, and then if it starts to get smaller, he'll become pure. He can bring karbanot, and he becomes pure, as we read in Parashat Metzora. So, if you have different colors of white, we're saying that according to Rabbi Akiva, they can only combine if they're right next to each other. So the white of snow could combine with the white of wool. The white of wool, in theory, should be able to combine with the white of a wool. The white of a wool should be able to combine with the white of an egg. The white of an egg, that's what we say according to Rabbi Akiva. So now, Heichal Shamina Rabbi Akiva, where do we see that Rabbi Akiva holds this idea that Zolim Malam Izo, that colors only combine with each other if they're right next to each other? So now, We're going to try to say a proof. Ilema, if you're going to say Meha Detanya from the following Braisa, we have a problem with it. What did the Braisa say? Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Shal Yoshua b'nosho Rabbi Akiva mi Rabbi Akiva. Yoshua, who was the son of Rabbi Akiva, asked his father Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei ma amru maros negayim shnayim shein arba. Why is the language of the Mishnah, both here and in Masechet Negayim, that the way to classify the different colors of tzaras is that there are different appearances? There are two that are primary, two that are explicit in the text, namely the white of snow and the white of wool, and each has a subsidiary, each one has a secondary, namely the white of a wall and the white of an egg. Why do you use that language? Why don't you just say, there are four colors of Negayim? Why is it two which are four? Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva said back to his son, Vim lav, if we wouldn't say two which are four, Mayomru, what should we say? So Yoshua said, I'll tell you what you should say. Yomru, you should have said, Mikum beitza ulamala, tame. If you have a blotch on your skin, as white as egg, or anything lighter than that, anything more white than that, is tame. So they just say the bottom level and anything up. So then you know everything. Why do you have to say two, which are four?
No order doesn't matter. Right, they're all the same.
1 second. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva said to him, I'll tell you why we didn't say that. Lomar shemitzdarfim zemzeh. The reason why we didn't say from the white of egg and above is tamei is because we wanted to teach, the Mishnah wants to teach that they combine with each other. That if you have a little bit of, let's say, the color of white of snow together with the color of white of a wall, they combine. Amar lo, so then Rabbi Yeshua said, V'yom rusa, say that all. Just say, Mikrum beitza ulamala, the color of white of egg, or anything lighter, anything more, tame, is impure. Umitztarfin zemze, and they combine with each other. With any of the other colors, any of the lighter colors, they would all combine. So why didn't the Mishnah say that? Why does it have to say two, which are four? Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva told. I'll tell you why it says two, which are four. Lo marcha to tell you. Kol kohen she'eno baki bahenu v'shmosehen. The kohanim have to be the ones to diagnose the person that he has, in fact, tzaras. So the kohen needs to know something. The fact that he says it's tummy, but he's ignorant, wouldn't make it tummy. So Kol Kohen Cheni Baki Bahenu Vishmosein, a Kohen who's not an expert in the different colors and the names of each color, that he doesn't, if he doesn't know that white of snow is called in the Torah Baheres, strong white, if he doesn't know that white of wool is called in the Torah Se'ez, he's not an expert enough to be able to make them tummy. So he's not a Baki. Kol Kohen Cheni Baki Bahenu Vishmosein, a Kohen who's not an expert in where we got these things from and the verses and which word taught what. And their names, Eino Roes Hanagayim, he's not qualified to see the plagues and to diagnose. And if a non-qualified Kohen says it's tame, it's not tame. So that's the Braisa. Yeah, question.
The leprosy comes size of penny. Now this size, is the whole thing is one color or there are different shades in it?
Either or. It could be all one color. Or it could be two shades within it, within that penny.
Right.
And that's the question. How do you combine the two shades? Do you only combine two shades that are one away from each other?
Why do they have to combine them for? I don't know.
That's all a person had. On his skin, there was a little bit of one color and a little bit of another color. Okay. Does it combine? Does it make him tummy? So that's the question. Maybe what combines is only colors, shades of color that are right next to each other.
Okay.
That's what we're saying Rabbi Akiva says. And then we were saying our Mishnah seems to say that what combines are colors that are father-son to each other.
What difference does it make? I don't understand.
Whether he's tame or not.
So if they are next to each other, they're tame, or if and if they're two shades away from each other, they're not tame.
He might not be tame, right? If he doesn't have enough of it to make him tame.
That's
okay. Right. He may not be able to be tame. I think so, yeah. I think so. So again, we're trying to prove that according to Rabbi Akiva, what combines Why do we quote this braisa? Because we're trying to prove that according to Rabbi Akiva, the colors that combine are colors that are close to each other. So, says the Gemara, how did you see that? Because what did the braisa say? The braisa said that Rabbi Yoshua said, Yoshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, said to him, what the Mishnah should have said is the color of white of egg and above is tamei and combines with anything else. Combines. Now, what do you mean white and above combines? V'ilum yisid heichel l'mala lo ka'amar. He doesn't say what is white of wool combines with what's above it. He just said what's white of egg combines with what's above it. So, why didn't he say what's white of wool combines with what's above it? So, that seems to tell us. So, Shmamina, you see from this, Dishmiyalei Rabbi Akiva, that you see that according to Rabbi Akiva, Kulu, he must hold that both white of wool and white of egg, Bahadeseis mitzdarf, they both combine with white of wool. Because let's remember what we just said. What did we say yesterday? We said that if you have the view of Rabbi Akiva, that it's only a color away that combines, so then you would say white of wool does not combine with white of snow, because that's two colors away, because there's snow, there's wool, there's wool, and there's egg. So white of wool couldn't combine with snow. White of wool would combine with white of wool because it's one away. And we said white of egg would combine with white of wool because the Torah says explicitly wool, se'es, and then it says sapachas. There's a subordinate to the se'es. So if he's saying, say egg, and egg will combine with what's above it, so that sounds like egg will combine with what's above it, with wool, and it will combine as well with, it will combine with wool, and it will combine with wool. And it's saying that wool would also combine with, I'm sorry, it's saying wool would combine with wool if he would hold that each child combines with its father, namely that wool combines with snow and egg only combines with wool. So then he should have said, Rabbi Akiva, why does the Mishnah say two that are four? It should say egg combines with what's over it, namely egg combines with wool. And it should say wool combines with what's over it, namely wool combines with snow. The fact that he didn't say that, since he doesn't seem a need to mention anything about the color of the white of wool, Shmamina Dishmiyalei LeRabbi Akiva, that shows you that he holds in Rabbi Akiva, that his father holds, Damar Kulu Bahadeseis Mitzdarfin, that both subordinates combine with Av number two, with the color of the white of wool. So you see that he holds that colors only combine with that which is closer to them, but not that each subordinate combines with his father. So Gemara says maybe there's just a mistake in a braisa. The Dilma, maybe when Yoshua is talking, what he meant was Seis v'toldasa. He was saying that the Mishnah should have said that it should have listed the wool with its subordinate and Beharis v'toldasa, and it should list snow and its subordinate. Maybe it was just mistaken. The version was wrong. He was saying egg will combine with what's over it, namely egg will combine with wool. And he also meant to say, and wool will combine with what's over it, namely wool will combine with snow, with its father. When over it doesn't mean the one right next to it, it means the father. So you don't see a proof here that Rabbi Akiva holds that we combine things only based on their colors being alike. So the two fathers can combine. And the two subordinates both have to combine, though, with father number two. Maybe not. Maybe that's not what's going on. So what's the proof that Rabbi Akiva holds that colors being similar is only what is what enables them to combine? Ella, the proof is midi Reb Chanina, a different braisa. So Reb Chanina said like this, besides the colors of white, when you learn Maseches Nagaim, you learn that there is a form of tzaraas of a mixture of white and red, called patach. So whatever thing you have in white, you have different types of white. You have white of snow, white of a wall, white of wool, white of an egg. Then you can have White of snow with some red in it. White of a wall with some red in it. White of wool with some red in it. So here we have Reb Chanina saying, Reb Chanina said, Mashal Rebbe Akiva Lamad Ever Dome. What's the view of Rebbe Akiva? I'll tell you a parable to it. Larba Kosa Shel Chalav. Let's say you have 4 cups of milk. Echad Nafla Tocho Shtei Tipin Shel Dam. One cup has 2 drops of blood in it that fall into it. Echad Nafla Tocho. The second cup of milk has 4 drops of blood fall into it. Then the third cup of milk has 8 drops of blood fall into it. And the fourth cup of wool of milk has 12 drops of blood fall into it. And some say the fourth cup has 16 drops of blood fall into it. Kulan, maros, lov, and hain. They're all whitish. One is more white than the other, and therefore the first combines with the second can combine with the third can combine with the fourth. So what do you see? What's Rabbi Akiva saying? What combines with what? Not father and son, but what is most white? Connect the whitenesses. If the whitenesses are similar to each other, then they combine with each other. So Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that the combining is the shades of whiteness is what makes them combine. If they're 2 similar shades of whiteness, when it's whiteness with red. But when it's clear white, do you see that he says that the combining is based on the degree of whiteness? Maybe in clear white, the combining is not the degree of whiteness, but the combining is father to son, and not the degree of whiteness. If you're going to tell me, well, if he says it in terms of the white with red, so then therefore the same thing is going to be true with clear white. Really, are we so sure that what Rabbi Akiva meant here is that the mixed white and red combine only when they're in similar shades? That's not what we learned in a Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says, Adam Dam, Shebazeh. What's the redness mixed in the different colors of white? Kiyayin amazug b'mayim. It's like wine mixed with water. Ela shel baheres. Aza kasheleg. The first one, baheres, would be strong like snow. Vishel sid, diyahimenu. Whereas the color of a wall is less white than the snow. But if you're going to tell me that according to Rabbi Akiva, what combines are only whites that are similar to each other, so snow shouldn't be combining with wool, snow should be combining with wool, then Isa shall tsemer diahimanim bayale, it should say wool is lighter than it. So they said in the yeshiva, you're talking about brysos. There are mistakes here. There are mistakes in the brysos. Amri Eino Chanami. We'll change the brysa. Rabbi Akiva was saying the white of snow will combine with the white of wool. Vatanya, and that's how we learned in a brysa. Rabbi Nassan says, Lo Shem Rabbi Akiva shall sid de haymenu. Rabbi Akiva didn't say wool is lighter than snow. Rabbi Akiva said, wool is lighter than snow. And wool combines with it. So that's ultimately the source. So ultimately the source is, how do we know that according to Rabbi Akiva, what the types of whites that combine are not the whites of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah classifies the different whites into fathers and sons. It says that there's the white of snow, its son is the white of wool. There's the white of wool, and its son is the white of an egg. That's our Mishnah. Avos and Toldos, Maros Nagun. That's our Mishnah here in the Mishnah and Nagun. That's not Rabbi Akiva's version of how you combine things. Rabbi Akiva's version of how you combine things is you combine based on colors. Which color is closer to the next color? So actually the white of snow is going to combine with the white of wool, and the white of wool will combine with the white of wool, and it will combine with the white of egg. And the white of egg will combine also with the white of wool. It can actually jump a level because of the special pasuk sapachas. That's Rabbi Akiva's version. How do we know that Rabbi Akiva thinks that what combines is the fact that they're similar whites? Because that's what he said in terms of the mixture of white and red. In white and red, we find Rabbi Akiva says that the mixture of white and red, you combine the mixture of snow with red with with wool with red. So you see that that's what he combined there. So that's what he will combine also with regular whites. That's why our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. Yeah, was there a question?
Yeah, first of all, this leprosy that is on the body, is that the same rules and regulation when it is on the wall?
Similar, yeah. Similar. Yeah. That's Maseches Negayim. It goes through the colors of the body. It goes through the walls, yeah.
But the wool, Rabbi, comes in different shades too, a wool.
Oh, no, we're going to see in a second. The white of wool that we're talking about is a brand new baby that's covered, that the wool shouldn't get dirty.
Oh.
We'll get that in a second.
Rabbi, the pasuk with the sa'afra and sa'achat,
yes.
That's not a color, that's just...
No, those are colors, so exactly.
They are colors?
Yeah, sa'is is white of wool.
Oh.
And sapachas is something else, something subordinate.
Hashem didn't use snow as an example.
It does, Baharis. Clear is snow.
Uh-huh.
So now the Gemara will say that. How do we know when the Torah says Baharis? It means a very strong white, and the strongest white is snow. Amar Abaya Abaya answered, Amar Karkas, the Pasuk says, V'im Baharis, and if it's Baharis, Livanahi, that's the white one. That's saying, He Livanah, it's the white one. Ein Acheres Livanah, there's nothing as white as it. What's the most white? Snow.
But not everybody saw snow at that time.
I guess they did. Why didn't they see snow? The Torah knows about it.
Whenever
they saw it, you can go to the Hermon, you could see snow.
This is the bubbly. There is snow in Persia.
Okay, great.
But in Jerusalem, with the calling.
But they were writing it, I don't know, Mishnayos. They could go to the Hermon. Tana Rabbana. Google images. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a Braisa. The verse says about Tzaras Baharis. Baharis, that's the clearest, the lightest. So that's Amuka. It looks deeper than the skin. V'cheinu Omer, that's what we have in the Pasuk. V'inei ne'apach se'ar lavan ba'baharis u'mar'eha amok min ha'or. And her appearance is deeper than the skin. Kemara chama amuka min atzel. Just like when you have the sun, it looks deeper than the shade. Se'es, what is se'es? The Torah talks about se'es. What is se'es? The word se'es means something raised. Ain't se'es elo gavoa. V'cheinu Omer, as the verse says, al kol arim ha'rimim, on all the top mountains, v'al kol ha'gvos ha'nisa'os, and all the hills that were lifted up. So something raised. What's something raised? That's wool. Sapachas. Then the Torah says sapachas. Ain't sapachas ala tfela. Sapachas means something subordinate. So it must mean that there's something subordinate to these colors. V'cheinu Omer, as the verse says, V'amar safcheni na. Gather me to one of the groups. Attend me to one of the groups. Okay, ashkechan tfela la'seis. The Torah says explicitly that there's a subordinate to the raised color, to se'es. Tfela baharis minayin. How do we know that there's also a color subordinate to the white of snow? I'm Reb Zera. Reb Zera answered, Ner melevana baseis. The Torah describes seis, this raised color, something being white. But Ner melevana, it says the word white in regards to Baharis. Baharis levanahi. It's a very clear white. So it's a Zera Shava. Malevana hamura baseis, just like levana in regards to the raised color. Yesh la tfela has a subordinate one. So therefore, af levana hamura baharis, yesh la tfela. So that's how we know that there are four colors. Bimas nisa tana in a braisa, there was a tana of a braisa taught, hit la kasav sapachas bein seis la baharis. The Torah uses the word sapachas in between seis and baharis. The Torah says, vila baharis, vila sapachas, vila seis. So since it says sapachas in between, lo melucha to tell you, kshem shish tfei la seis, the same way there's a subordinate of seis, as it says, la seis, vila sapachas, kein yish tfei, kach tfei la baharis. It's also subordinate to the baharis. Okay, the Mishnah says in the Negayim, Se'es is the white of wool. So we said, people asked, but there are lots of colors of wool. So Mait Semer Lavan, what type of white wool? Samra Vibi Amravasi, Semer Naki Ben Yomo, the wool of a baby the day he's born. The day he's born, the day the little lamb comes out, the mother licks all the wool to make it clean. And then, if people cover it like that, shemachab min bolamilas, they cover that, so that it not get dirty, to make this special wool garment called milas, that's the white of tzara'as. That's the white of wool. That's the second level of white right beneath snow. So you have snow, there's a fresh baby's wool, and then there is the added colors, wool, and white of an egg. Rabbi Chanina said, Mashal Durabanan, if you want to have a parable to sort of like under picture these different colors, Lema Davar Dom, you know what it's like? The Tre Malchi, you have two kings, Ule Tre Aprichi, and two ministers. So Malchus Shalzel, Omalim Malchus Shalzel, let's say the king of America is higher than the king of Canada. And the minister of this one is higher than the minister of that one. So Gemara says, that doesn't work with the Rabbanan. That's like Rabbi Akiva already. That's Rabbi Akiva that says you have the two fathers next to each other because they're similar colors, and then the two sons next to each other. Not that the sons are with each father. We said a mashal for the Rabbanan. What it means is like this. The king of America is higher than, let's say, his minister, the Secretary of Defense of America. But nevertheless, the king of Canada is higher. He's higher than the Secretary of Defense of Canada. But it doesn't mean that the Secretary of Defense of the king of Canada is equal to the Secretary of Defense of America. They're different levels. They're different levels. So that's the mashal of the Rabbanan, that the father is with his son, and the father is with his son, not that we go with the colors that are closest to each other. Rav Adar bar Abba said, Kigon Malka Valkafta. It's like a king with a minister, Rufila, the chief of staff, Veresh Kalusa, and the head of the head of all the Jews in exile. So Gemara says, Haizelam al Mizehu. That also sounds like it's colors that are closest to each other, not the father with son. We want to explain the view of the Rabbanan, the view of our Mishnah. Ela Kigon Malka Verufila. It's like a king with his general, and Al-Kafta, the minister, Veresh Galusa, and the head of the exiles, that each one goes with the one underneath him. Rava said another way to remember these two, the ways of combining according to the Rabbanan, it's like Shvor Malka, the king of Persia, the Kesar, and the king of Rome. Amalei Rapapa Rava, Haiminayu Adif. Okay, who's better, the king of Persia or the king of Rome? Amalei. B'chur Shekachalei, I understand. Rava, you're eating in the forest. You don't know who's better. Pukhazi, go out. Tiba the man Sagi Ba'alma. Who do they talk about more in the world? Who's more powerful? Rome. The same as it says, Vateyacha Kol Ara Vitadushne Vatadikne, that the fourth creature, namely the Roman government, that's the one that rules over the whole world. Amar Rabbi Yochan, Zu Romi Chayevis, the wicked Romans. Shetiva Yatzabachal Olam Kulum. Everybody hears about them all over the world. So Amar Ravina said, Kagon Glima Da Amar, way to remember it is, let's say you have a new garment, the Shachke, versus a garment that's worn out. And Sadidne, Sagidin the Kitna, a new flax sheet, the shachke, and a worn out one. So in other words, when you have worn out wool and new wool, worn out linen and new linen, obviously you combine the worn outs with the new ones. You don't combine the new ones with each other. That's the view of the Chachamim. We combine father with son, not necessarily the two colors that are closest to each other.